from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Now, dear listener, Nigel's slightly concerned that he may be more softly spoken than normal. And I think he's slightly suffering from a bit of a cold, but he's here. He wouldn't say no to the opportunity to share his wisdom with us. And it is absolutely his wisdom that we will be calling upon today, because we are in between webinars. Nigel's been running a series of webinars on organisational learning, reimagined and redefined for our time. So he's got one coming up, and the one that's coming up is on embracing external insights to drive change. So I thought it would be a good opportunity, Nigel, for you to just to tell us a little bit more about, you know, why that's happening and what people might expect.
I'd love to do that, Martin. Thank you. And it's really part of the big picture on developing and extending organizational learning. And when I talk about organizational learning, I talk about connecting people and building really good spaces for those connections inside the organization, testing and measuring insights and knowledge, and flourishing around ideas and connecting ideas. And that gives almost an impression that this is entirely something that occurs with inside the organization. And it's not true. A lot of stuff has to be relevant and it has to resonate inside the organization. But to really understand what is going on in the world, you need to connect the inside to the outside. And you can do that in all sorts of ways. And the webinar is going to explore the different ways you can do that and the way you can validate those insights. And therefore, in building those external linkages, you change the internal dynamics of an organization. Because you've got an internal culture, but you've also got an external environment. And it happens, and I've seen it happen. And I suppose most people who come to the webinar will have experience of it happening. But as organizations get bigger and more complex and a little bit self-congratulatory, they tend to isolate themselves from the outside world. They kind of know better. They've got everything connected and everybody's connected, and therefore they almost don't need the outside world. And there are a number of organizations that have come badly unstuck by thinking they know best and don't listen and don't understand. I think it was one of the ways that Microsoft nearly missed the internet. You know, they were going to create their own environment called Blackbird. And on the verge of launching that massive investment, Bill Gates wrote a letter, a memo, saying there's this thing out there and we have to connect with it. We have to understand it. Otherwise, we're going to be in trouble. And the whole thing was scrapped literally on the verge of the global launch. And that was not just connecting with the outside information. It was like a floodgate opened. The external world came rushing in to a very self-satisfied internal environment. So that's an extreme case. That's not what I think happens in many organizations. It's just the value of consciously connecting, not just waiting until you might, oh my goodness, we've got to notice that. It's when you have those connections. So you read the faint signals, you see things happening at a very, very distant place and coming towards you, and you can interpret them and take action. And if you've got those kind of antenna out there for that external environment, then you will not just drive change in your organization. Your organization will be based around those insights and that change. So I think this is a really important component of organizational learning. And without it, you're in danger of just creating a kind of hermetic bubble. And hermetic bubbles burst, and it's messy when they burst. And what we want to do in the webinar is just look at the different ways you can do this. And that is about the people you employ. You know, most organizations employ staff who are, you could call internal, staff who are kind of semi-internal, and staff who are definitely external. How much respect do you give those staff? You can do it through connecting with those people who whose job is on the perimeters of the organization, talking to customers, whatever that might be. And we kind of mostly ignore them, and yet they've got the biggest insights of all of what's working and what isn't working. And we can do it through making conscious links with expert groups. We can build our own communities of practice outside the organization to stay in touch with what's going on. There are lots and lots of options. And I would say the big difference is those organizations who make a really conscious effort to connect to the outside, and those that it kind of happens by happenstance or serendipity. That can work sometimes, but I think you're much better off having a reinforced and guaranteed conduct and conduit for information and those connections. So it's part of the model, basically.
That's great, Nigel. I will spare your voice any more kind of stresses and strains and wish that cold away for you as briefly as possible. But we'll put the link to the webinar so listeners can sign up to that and look forward to that. Great. So thanks for sharing that, Nigel, and speak to you next time.
You will indeed. And I really hope that those people joining the webinar will give some suggestions about how they've done that or their ideas for doing that. Because I think the more ideas we can share, the more effective the webinar will be. So thank you, Martin. It's always a pleasure to talk.
From scratch.